This morning, we're talking with Leona Barr Davenport, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Atlanta Business League. She's here to talk about the ABL CEO Luncheon that's taking place on May 21st. Leona Barr Davenport, welcome back to The Local Take.
Thank you so much, Kipling. You know, I took a few years off and I allowed the co-chairs and others to come, and I decided it was time for me to come back.
I love it.
Yes, thank you.
So tell us about this year's CEO Luncheon.
Sure. The 41st Annual CEO Awards Luncheon will be held on Tuesday, May 21st, 11:30 a.m. at the magnificent Atlanta Marriott Marquis. We're excited to hold the luncheon this year. Our co-chairs are Mac Wilburn, who is the president and owner of Mac 2 Incorporated, and Steve Ewing, who is the president and CEO of Wade Ford. And those gentlemen are working very hard to make sure that we have a fantastic day.
And I always share with people the wonderful thing about the ABL CEO Luncheon is that there are CEOs there from every industry, every company, anything that you can imagine. The chief executive officer is at the ABL CEO Luncheon.
Exactly. And CEOs from across the city. There are CEOs from corporations, from minority-owned companies, from nonprofit entities. So it really is a very diverse room where we focus on CEOs that we feel are making a difference in metropolitan Atlanta, economically and with minority-owned businesses.
And this is something that you don't normally find, because a lot of times the CEO is so busy that they send a representative. Even if they're getting an award, they send a representative. But for the Atlanta Business League, those chief executive officers are there. And that's one of the main reasons that people should attend.
That's true. In 41 years, we've only had one CEO who did not come, and it was a last minute emergency. And that is a part of the presentation. And is it a requirement? If we ask or we select a CEO to receive an award, then we say, you must attend. You must be there to accept. That is the value proposition for the audience. It's the value proposition for the community. And it's a requirement of this particular award.
And for me, it speaks to the significance of the Atlanta Business League, because, again, people award CEOs all the time. You know, with that rule, you've got to be there.
Yes.
But for the Atlanta Business League, our chief executive officers, because of the esteem that they hold for your organization, they're always there.
And we appreciate that so much. And to the extent, last year, we honored the president and CEO, chairman and CEO of Delta Airlines. And we changed our format where we had coffee and conversation. And at the end, during that conversation, Delta Airlines awarded the Atlanta Business League a $500,000 grant to provide capability or capacity building for African-American business owners. So that was a first that had ever occurred, but it really just brought a lot of energy to the room, and it validated what we're already doing as an organization, which is to encourage the growth and development of African-American organizations. This year, we're going to continue that format with our Herman J. Russell CEO of the Year, who is William Pate, President and CEO of the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau. William is a phenomenal leader. He has come into we call it ACVB, the acronym, and he has made it one of the top, if not the top, Convention and Visitors Bureau in the country. And he is working very hard with that organization to diversify it, to ensure that all cultures, economically, at all levels, are included.
And now, you mentioned the Herman J. Russell CEO of the Year Award, and it was named for Mr. Russell the year after he passed.
Yes.
Could you share just a little bit about Mr. Russell and his contribution to ABL and to our city as a whole?
Absolutely. For those who do not know, and I hope that there's no one who does not know, Herman J. Russell was the founder of the H.J. Russell Company, construction company. They still exist. His children now run that company. Michael Russell, his youngest, is now the chairman and CEO. His son, Jerome, runs another division, and his daughter, Danaida, runs another division of the company. But Herman Russell invested in Metropolitan Atlanta at all levels. He started his business as a teenager, And while there were some who laughed at him and thought that he couldn't do it, he was committed. Every laugh pushed him forward. Every door closed in his face pushed him forward. If you stand in his now current or former executive offices, which have now been transformed into another center, you can look out a major window that's there, and you can see, as far as you can look, you can see developments that he have put in place from that window. But all across Metro Atlanta, you can see his work. He was a confidant and a supporter of Dr. Martin Luther King. He actually helped to get so many of the civil rights leaders out of jail when they were jailed. And he did all of his work quietly. He was the first black man to chair the Chamber of Commerce. In fact, they invited him to become a member, not knowing that he was African American, which was very interesting. But anyway, after his passing, we wanted to do something to memorialize his history and his name. And so we went to the family, and they agreed that we could rename that top award the Herman J. Russell CEO of the Year Award.
And now for our listeners, and they may have heard us talk about this before, why should they attend and how can they get information? And I will encourage you, bring young people, bring your students,
exactly.
bring young people so that they can be in this environment.
Yes, the CEO awards were founded over 41 years ago by the leaders of the Atlanta Business League. And their goal was to bring together in one room minority and majority CEOs. And that has continued, and that's what we still do. And for the majority CEOs, it's a show and tell to see African-Americans who are in business and leadership roles who are doing great things for the city, if they don't already know. For the minority business community, the black business community, our goal is to connect them at those levels. A lot of connecting takes place during that lunch, and it is a place where you come, you connect, you talk with people that you may not have had a chance to do previously or recently. So it's a great opportunity for business owners and professionals to come and connect. And you should come because we're telling history. We're showing history in this room. And for those who may not know some of the leaders, some of the top CEOs in Metro Atlanta, and that is African-American, all races. It's a place to come and connect. It's a place for young people to come and see what they can aspire to be and what they can become and even become it better, do better in the role. So people should come and attend. You can register online at AtlantaBusinessLeague.org. You can call the Atlanta Business League's office at 404-584-8126. And we would love to have you. Tickets are still available. Plan to come. Spend the luncheon is actually just 2 hours. But plan to come early and stay a little late so that you can make those connections.
And one of the things we do know that's so very important is representation. It's hard to dream to be something if you've never seen it.
Exactly.
And the reason that I would encourage you to bring young people is because they can walk in a room where they can see CEOs that look like them.
Exactly. And I want to mention the other honorees. The Entrepreneur of the Year Award is going to go to Jan Prisby Bryson. She is founder and chairwoman of Benchmark Management LLC, doing a phenomenal job in not only growing her own business, but in helping to grow other female business owners that are in non-traditional roles in Metro Atlanta. Our Trailblazer Award will go to Dr. Paul Judge. He is co-founder, partner and executive chairman, Tech Square Labs and Pin Drop. Our Visions of Excellence Award goes to John Ammon, president and CEO of Westside Future Fund Incorporated. Our League Leadership Award goes to our past chairman, Mr. Milton Jones. He is founding member of Peachtree Providence Partners Holding Company, LLC. So we have a fantastic lineup of people and individuals that everybody needs to know.
These are the folks that are not just talking the talk, but they are walking the walk.
Absolutely.
They don't just have title CEO.
Yes.
They're actually doing it. So again, register at AtlantaBusinessLeague.org, and you can call the office for more information at 404-584-8126. And Leona Barr Davenport, I want to thank you for coming and sharing with us today, but also thank you for what you're doing
as a
leader and a CEO at the Atlanta Business League. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kipling. And thank you, WCLK. This is a wonderful opportunity and a wonderful partnership that we have.